Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. You have bad news, you say?
Well, I just picked up a copy of the Augustana Observer, and here is an article that says, "Poetry is dying." And then I took a look at it, and it's by Nate Wendt, who is sports editor for the Argus. And I thought, what? Nate, what are you doing? And he's talking about Poetry Month. April is the cruelest month, not because of the weather. April is the cruelest month because it's the month that celebrates poetry or a dying art of human expression. Yes, poetry is dying. And it turns out Nate has done some research for this article. He isn't just favoring sports over poetry. In 1992, the survey of public participation in the arts showed that 17% of the people surveyed had read a poem in the past 12 months. 20 years later, in 2012, that number is down to 6.7%.
Mm-hmm.
And he blames not the fact that poets are writing for other poets more than they used to, but that this is such a loud age. Everything is fighting for attention. It's ads get louder, political presentations get louder, and poetry, which is soft and quiet, gets lost in the shuffle. That's an interesting observation.
He's absolutely right that it's a loud age and a distracted age. And that's the thing that bothers me most of all, because everything is loud and quick. I would not, if I had young children now, I would not let them near the internet, an iPhone, any of those things.
Until they would report you to the family services.
Well, good luck. But they would once they were acquainted with reading and books, then we can expand their horizons, because then they have a basis. If you live on that instant edge, how are you ever going to learn to think, to meditate, to deal with the devils that you have to deal with through your life, to contemplate what life is all about? What should you be doing? Should you just be spending all your time making as much money as you can? People who do that quite often wind up absolute disasters. Many of them take their lives, we've discovered to our amazement. You need some quiet space in your life. The problem, well, some of it is with the poetry that's written today, is just deliberately obscure.
But that's, you know, that's always been the case.
That has not always been the case.
Well, maybe not as obscure as it is, but... But if you go through the poems, you know, at a first reading, you might say, what is this stuff? But if you give it the close reading that it demands and the attention that it demands, it opens up.
But, you know, I believe in selling. When we play classical music on the station, and what do you play? We don't play Schoenberg or Berg or Berio or Nono. I'm sure that people who are really conversant with music would be interested in hearing that. But the job here is to bring people into the beauty of music, and you do that by being accessible, by playing music that's accessible. It's not simple-minded. There are great complexities in it, but there is that in it which draws people toward you.
It seems to me, though, Don, there are more accessible poets writing today. There are a lot of academic poets writing for other academics, that might be. But there are more accessible poets writing today. You look at Billy Collins, who served a term as the Poet Laureate of the United States, or Mary Oliver, or any number of other poets.
That's true. That's absolutely true. There are many good poets, but... Look at the case of Aaron Copland. In order to gain respectability among his colleagues, he started writing 12-tone music, which is awful. It takes away from his real ability and talent. There is, As the world becomes more specialized, the people who run disciplines want more specialization. I don't know why that is. We should be eager to share with everybody else, especially the people who don't have our particular background, are not as well schooled as we are in these things. That doesn't mean you should feed them pap, but you should be aware of the fact that they are not operating on the same level you are. And poetry magazines and people who specialize in that seem to stick to the obscure. Every discipline has its own language. And if you can't read scientific language, then there's no point in reading science magazine little reports in the back, because you will not understand a blessed thing that's there. But if they take the time to give it to the general public in the lead articles, then yes, you can learn a lot. So it's I'm not saying that poets should dumb down, but I'm saying that they should not seek to be so rarefied, so special.
Well, life, for one thing, life has gotten more complicated than it was, too. And Hallmark cards are getting less and less true.
Yeah, that's true.
And so...
But, you know, do we not have an obligation to build a community? It used to be the community, we were born into a community that's set. We knew what roles we were going to play. We knew how life was going to proceed. That's all gone. Well, then how do you build community? How do you maintain ties between people? I'm dismayed at the way the world is falling apart, divided by race, religion, ethnicity, who knows what. And we're not speaking to one another.
You know, when I started teaching in 1960, I could count on virtually every single student coming to me from, Maine or Oregon or California or Illinois, having read about the same dozen poems, right? Mm-hmm. The Chamber of Nautilus they all read, or Thanatopsis they all read. And you talk to anybody my age, we can still close our eyes and quote a little bit of Thanatopsis or To a Waterfowl. That began to change, and by the time I was through teaching in 1999, no two students came with the same exposure to the same group of poems or the same culture.
Well, even in television, the television news, you choose what you want to hear now. You're not given the broad view that covers the world.
But there was a world of real poetry out there that I was never exposed to either, right?
Mm-hmm.
By women, by blacks, by people from other countries, you know, and those all demand a voice too.
Yeah,
so
that's
I don't know what you do.
I don't, and nobody else does right now. That is the problem. We have the obligation, if we don't want to destroy ourselves, to build a new community, given the way the world is now. And if you can find a way to do that, please write your congressman
right.
or your pastor or somebody. And poetry is kind of ground up in all that. I'm not sure. You know, the poets, the unacknowledged legislators of the world, no, not so much.
Or W.H. Auden, poetry makes nothing happen.
Yeah, well, but it's still a beautiful thing, and I would not want to be deprived of poetry for a moment. And, I want other people to enjoy poetry and music and all the beautiful things that we have created. And right now, we're going to have to head for the exit. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet. We invite you to join us when we get back to our regular schedule. And we talk to people who have written something very interesting. That's next time on Scribble.